Let's get. From there is a beautiful chiddush. I want to begin with that. And then we have to continue upon our sugya. Get to the sugya of Shmuel b'Matzah. Okay. There's a very interesting aruch l'ner here that puts together the sugya of Sukkos Yotzim v'ran rakpash the Ganbach. What do I mean to say? If you recall, we pointed out that the Rambam does not quote the din of Sukkos Yotzim against the Rif and the Rosh and the Tur, and in fact the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Vav, we know that the Mechaber paskins that the inner part in Sukkos Yotzim is not a good sukkah, in accordance with who? The Rif and the Rosh. However, if you look in the Rambam of a sukkah, you'll never find him say anything about a Sukkos Yotzim, the inner sukkah, the inner potter sukkah. We said there are two places where the Rambam mentioned it, Hilchos Maisris, right, and Hilchos Mezuzah. But Hilchos Sukkah doesn't mention it. Evidently, the fact that he doesn't mention that Sukkos Yotzim is a problem must be that it's Ktaka Kosher. So the Aruch L'Ner embarks upon the following Mahalach, which I want you to get very beautifully. He says, why would it be that Sukkos Yotzim is possible, according to many Rishonim, Rashi, because it has no Heker, that it's a built sukkah, whereas Rai Rakpash, L'maisa, it's considered to be kosher. It's also no Heker. Rakpash is Roim, the sukkah that Roim make, shepherds make, and Chesim Beis. Right? What was the Kuf stand for? What did Rakpash? What was the Kuf? Hayatzim, excellent. So I don't understand. Sukkos Yotzim has no Heker, and that's considered to be possible according to the classical Rishonim, the Mechaber, the Rif, and the Rosh. Yes, Matthew? Sukkos Yotzim is a problem, but when it turns to Rakpash, that's okay, but that also is not a Heker. That's also not a Heker. And Sukkos Yotzim, Sukkos Rakpash, Gamach, and Akvuin. So I want you to get this. He wants the Tana the following Chiddush. Please get it. Donnie, please get this down. Who is the Tana that's quoted before the two dots of Sukkos Yotzim? Reb Levi Bishum who? Reb Meir. Before the two dots, Reb Levi Bishum Reb Meir is the one that paskin that Sukkos Yotzim is puzzle. You know what he holds? He also holds that Rakpash and Ganbach is puzzle. After the two dots is Ganbach and Rakpash. He also argues that it's possible. Please get this down. Stunning Chiddush. Rakpash Gamach, we stressed and emphasized yesterday, it's kosher, kosher, kosher. Yes, according to most of the Tanaim, Tana Rabbanan, it's Tam Bryson. But before the two dots is Reb Meir, Reb Levi Bishur Meir. He passels Sukkos Yotzrim. Please get down in your notes. He also passels Rakpash and Ganbach. Halach Lamaisim. And therefore, the Rambam learns like Rashi. The Rambam learns like Rashi, meaning to say the following, that the Rambam and Rambam paskins like who? He paskins like the Brises of Ganbach and Rakpash against Reb Meir. He paskins like the Brises of Ganbach and Rakpash against Reb Meir, and therefore he's machsher also what? The inside sukkah of what? Matthew? The Yotzrim. So they are mutually exclusive. Before the two dots is cholik, after the two dots. Reb Meir, who passed the inner sukkah of Yotzrim, would also pass Ganbach and Rakpash, because they're also not kavua enough. Whereas the Tanoim of Ganbach and Rakpash, who say it's kosher, they would return the favor, and they would say, we machsher sukkah Yotzrim inside. And thereby, that's why you do not find the Rambam and Matthew ever passing sukkah Yotzrim in Yochel Sukkah. Not once do you find it. And that's the shtickle Torah of the Aruch L'Ner, Masha Enkei. So Rashi and the Rambam hold, what's the reason why Yotzim is a problem? Because not Nikar. But that problem is not considered to be legitimate according to those Tanoim of Rakpash and Ganbach. Because those also are not Nikar. To them, that's not a problem. To them, that's kosher, so called Sukkos Yotzim's kosher. Reb Meir says, no, Sukkos Yotzim puzzle, Rakpash Ganbach is puzzle. Masha Enkei Lefi L'Ran. Masha Enkei Lefi L'Ran. What's the Ran's approach? What's the Ran's approach why Sukkos Yotzim is a problem? Someone tell me, because why? Because they live in it what? They live in it the whole year, yes? According to the Ran, who holds like the Ran? The Rush and the Rif. The Rush and the Rif hold like the Ran. Memela Ganbach and Rakpash is good because it's made the shame what? No, it's made l'shem tzel. It's made l'shem tzel, not l'shem dira. So Ganbach and Rakbash is kosher. Sukkos Hayotzerim is taka pasul because of the reasoning of its darbo kol hashana. That's Darach Lanier's beautiful shtickle Torah. Darach Lanier's mazma, therefore, that's why the Rambam left out Sukkos Hayotzerim, that it's pasul, because it's taka kosher. Please get this down. Does anyone want me to say it again? I'm going to say it one more time. Please get this shtickle Yoritai, get it down. Before the two dots, argues after the two dots. According to Rebbe Meir, Ganbach and Rakbash would be pasul, because it's not kavua. Sukkos Hayotzerim inside is a problem. It's not kavua. Halach lomaisa. They're both not hecker. There's no hecker that they're what? There's no hecker that it's made l'shem sukkah. There's no hecker at all. So halach lomaisa, it's a problem. However, what Ganbach Rakbash says, hecker's not an issue. And therefore, Ganbach Rakbash kosher, also Sukkos Hayotzerim is also kosher. And the Rambam Paskin's like who? Ganbach Rakbash. And that's why Sukkos Hayotzerim is not a problem. However, the Rosh and the Rift that Pasul Sukkos Hayotzerim are more like the Ran. Why is Sukkos Hayotzerim a problem? Because you live in it the whole year. That's why Sukkos Hayotzerim is a problem. Why is Ganbach Rakbash kosher? Because it's made l'tzel. It's not made l'shem dira. But made l'tz kosher. That's a, the Aruch Lanier Lamas. That's the first stickle. The first mahalach I wanted to do today with this Aruch Lanier. Please get it. It's a beautiful chiddush. He happens to be against the Mechaber. Mechaber holds against the Rambam. He holds like the Rosh and Rif that Sukkos Hayotzerim from the Pnimius is not Taka Sukkah. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. Yeah. We said that many times yesterday in Shir. Of course we paskin make our din it's kosher. Yeah. Absolutely paskin it's kosher. Okay. This takes us now to where we left off yesterday on Daf Tesim and Aleph. Okay? We mentioned yesterday, please get it. Let's see, we had the Mishnah of Sukkah Yeshana. Don't say Yeshana, it's not a sleeping Sukkah. It's Yeshana. A Sukkah Yeshana. We always want to get the Lashon to say it over correct, okay? Sukkah Yeshana is an old Sukkah. Not the Sukkah Yeshana is a sleeping Sukkah. Sukkah Yeshana. So we had a Machloikas Beshama Besil in the Mishnah on Daf Tesim and Aleph. Okay. We pointed out that the Tosis on the top quotes Yushalmi. And let's get this inside now, because there really are three ways to learn the Mishnah, but I want to start with the following. What do we have in the Tosis we saw inside? What did Tosis say on the top? Tosis quoted Yushalmi. What are the three shittas mentioned in the Yushalmi? Let's go. Dabar Chavariya said a Tefach, Rabbi Yosi said a Kolshu, and I believe there's a third shittah that said that Kolshu has to be what? Has to be across the length and width. Okay? That's what the Yushalmi said. So first thing is first. Is that Ma'akev or not? So Yonatan and Izzy suggested in Seder, which is why the Shulchan Aruch has it like this, Halacha L'maisa, Shulchan Aruch has it like this, that it is Ma'akev. You must do this. Yushalmi's commentary according to Basil, if you don't do it, says the Shulchan Aruch is Ma'akev, it's puzzle. And the truth is, that might be a pshat to be Masber, what Tais is saying, to get out of a problem of what? Taseh, velo what? Lomina Asui. You must do something new. You can't build an old sukkah and expect it to be kosher. You have to do something l'shem sukkahs. So according to what the Machaber and the Rosh, and we're interpreting one shot in Tosfos, that it's taka ma'akev. If you don't do something new, if you're not mechadish bodover, it will be a problem b'dievet. It will be puzzle. That was the first shita that we had. However, it is possible to say it's only a mitzvah min a mufkar l'chachila, and it's not ma'akev. That's what the Ran. That's what the Ritva said, and I gave you the Magen Avraham as well, in Sifkan Aleph, Tuf Reish Lamed Vav. He also writes, it's only a mitzvah lechachila to do. And then there is a third shita, which we said, the Magen Avraham and Sifkan Aleph. Okay, along with the Ran and the Ritva, the Meiri, say Beferish Lamaisam, then it's only a lechachila. And we said that the word Machshirin fits very well. Machshirin's Mashra B'dievet, lechachila you should be Mechadish Bodavra, but it's not Li'ikuva. Certainly not Li'ikuva. But that's the second sheet. And then we had a third sheet, which was amazing, from the Radbaz, where the Radbaz said the whole thing the Bavli disagrees with. The Bavli never once mentions Mechadish Baldover. By the fact our Gemara never once mentioned it shows it's not needed at all. Donnie, let's get it down. Allah Lamais, the focus, the same focus that you'll need, the same focus that you'll need to do the announcing of the basketball game, you need to have squared and cubed now for the Gemara for this year. Okay? I'm serious. It requires the same, more and more focus. Let's get it. Okay? You can do it. That's a riot, what I said. It's a riot. Okay? So the last sheet is the Radbaz, who says the whole thing is not needed at all. Because the Rambam leaves out the Yushalmi, the Radbaz says the Rif also leaves it out, because the Bavli is Choylik on the Yushalmi, doesn't mention it once, or you could say this whole requirement is only according to Beis Shammai, Halacha L'maaseh. So that's what we mentioned yesterday. One second, let's get to it, Yonatan. One sec, Matthew. Okay? Now, I want to take this a step further on this. Let's get it. We had three approaches, not a Mechadish Bodover. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tofresh Lamed Vov Sif Aleph, he writes the following. He says, you have to Mechadish Bodover, and it's enough to do a Tefach al Gabe Tefach. He says, Beferish. He says, Bafilu B'Tefach al Tefach Sagi. If it's a tefach agave tefach, it's fine. Okay, that's what he writes. But then he writes, he continues and he says, v'im chidush al pnei kulu sagi afilu koldu. So the Mechaber writes, there are two options. You could do a tefach that is a tefach agave tefach, square tefach, or you can mechadish al pnei kol asuka, even if it's a kol shu, as long as it goes the length and the width. And if you look at the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch, the big Shulchan Aruchs, the Gaon, the Bir HaGroh is Masber the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that there's no machloikis. There are two manners in which you could do it. You have two choices. Either do a tefach or do a kol shana apnei kolak, apnei kula. This is how the Gaon learns up the Mechaber. So I want you to get it down halacha lemaisa. You have to do one of the two things, either or, and the Mechaber holds tli kuva. But as I mentioned when we read the Tosfos, we said there are three shitas, we believe. Either tefach, either mashu, or mashu al pnei kolo. Yes? That's the Poshav Shad. So, if you look, the Sfasemis points out beautifully that he believes, and this is fitting with what we just said, he believes very strongly that the second shita, Reb Yossi, who says kolshu, it does not have to go the whole length and width. Please get it down, Avram. All it has to go is Shiva Tfachim al Shiva Tfachim. So you see the Sfasemis, Baruch Hashem, we learn like the Sfasemis, that there's a distinct Shita. Here you are, Dovi, it's a distinct Shita. And therefore what? And therefore you don't need to do the whole length or width. All you need is to do al Pnei Shiva Tfachim, Halacha L'maaseh. So please get that comment of the Sfasemis down. Okay? Matthew, go ahead and then Yonatan. Real quick, let's go. Go ahead, Yonatan. You got it? Okay, so those are the three Shita. Yes, Izzy.
Yes, I was just wondering, why is it
possible with us? Because you didn't do anything. Remember we said you have to do the last act you should do is the schach to make it kosher?
Yeah, but you did that.
Yeah, but you didn't do the same sukkah. You just built a structure.
So
it's a sukkah yeshana. You didn't make it for sukkahs. You didn't make it for sukkahs.
Isn't that the whole point?
I understand, but lemaisa, tasav lomun also means you have to do an asiya, halacha lemaisa.
It doesn't need to be the same sukkah.
According to this Yushalmi, you do. According to this Yushalmi, you have to do something. You don't have to do this extravagant.
An action needs to be done.
Mechadish bo davar on the sukkah. If you learn like the Yushalmi, that's the nature of the din. So in other words, Izzy's really asking a good kasha. He's basically asking me, Rebbe, what's the svar? If Beis Hillel denies lishma on a sukkah, so what is this business mechadish bo davar? So what's the din? The din is I would say, respond to you, and I want you to get this down in your notes, I would respond to you, if you hold this as Likuva, this Yushalmi, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskets, I would say it's wrong to say that Beis Shammai requires what? Beis Shammai requires Lishma, Beis Hillel doesn't require any Lishma. It's not true. Beis Shammai requires Lishma squared and cubed, Beis Hillel only requires it to one level. You follow me? So that's why it's going to be Tassilim and Asu. Okay?
Because I thought the Shabura said it. Why?
Go ahead.
That is for like, in case you move initially,
Lidar, well. Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, that you want to make it the same sukkahs.
That's not a din in Tassim over us.
He says, L'chachilo mitzvah ba'alma, right? K'desh l'yov la'at ha'filo su'at mitchil l'shem dira. That is possible to your Isa. Koshken ganbach of the Iraq bash. Dafke mitzvah l'chad, davara mitzvah l'chad is bodav l'shem chag.
That's a subject over whether you had what humans make it.
Okay, but he brings up, Izzy brings up a good point, I want you to get this down. The Mishra Brura says that on Rak Pash and Ganbach, you should also be mechadish bodav. I want you to get that down, Matthew. Mishra Brura's mechadish that on Ganbach and in Rak Pash, You should also what? You should also mechadish bo davar, which we didn't mention, which is interesting. It's a connection between the two sugyas. You bring up a good point. It's not necessarily because of lishma. It's because of the problem that's made l'shem dira, which would be a different problem. Okay, I would agree with you. I don't want to say that we want to stick to our guns and say Basil really denies lishma. Lamaisa Beshama is the one who requires lishma in the sukkah. And the reason why he needed it is because it might be l'shem dira. Could be. Every year requires you to do it of anew. Okay? Every year requires you to do anew. But this is what we're learning. Mr. Brewer says, it's a bit chiddish to me that, but he seems to say you have to do it. I don't know. It just like it's ma'akev by the Sukkah Yishana, seems like halacha lamaisa would be ma'akev also. It would be ma'akev also by Rakbash and Ganbach, which is a bit chiddish. Yes, go ahead, Matthew. What do you say? Usually we paskin Bavli against Yerushalmi. That's why the Mokad of Rom would say Bidiyevit here. Because there happens to be this need, like Yizzy wants to say, that maybe you're doing it L'shem Dira. We got to get out of it, Lamaisa. We got to get that out of us, that it's not L'shem Dira, it's L'shem what? L'shem Tzel or Sukkah.
But how is the Rabbah, not the Shalmi?
Because it's convincing. Usually that's the rule. But if I'll be Sfarah, it's a convincing Sfarah, we will at times go like Yerushalmi. This is a convincing Sfarah. Now, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, I have to tell you, the Mishnah Berurah says it's only a mitzvah l'charchila. You know, he says, Hainu l'charchila l'mitzvah ba'alma. You know, but I mean, the poshup shot is the mechaber seems to say you got to do it. No? B'vachei chad. So the poshup shot, the mechaber is that it's me, l'ikuva. Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to learn that way. Yes, go ahead, David.
When we said the Mishnah Berurah says you should also be mechadish for Ganbach and Rakbash.
Yes.
So we said that's even bidiyavid, you even.
No, that's l'charchila. Mishnah Berurah l'shitasa holds us l'charchila. But see, that's what I'm a little bit. I want you to get down in your notes. The Mechaber only mentions Mechadish Bodavar by Sukkah Yishana. He never mentions by Ganbach and Rakbash. So Mishnah Berurah l'shitasa. He'll say the whole concept is l'charchila. So do it by both. We're learning the Mechadish Bodavar is likuva by what? By Sukkah Yishana, and it's not even needed by Rakbash and Ganbach. You follow what I'm saying? If it's likuva, it's only been likuva by what? By Sukkah Yishana. It's not going to be likuva by Ganbach at all. Okay, and Rakbash. All right, very good. Fine.
But is it going to be the same Svara that we think in case it was the Shem Dira, that was the issue? Like I'm saying, in the case of Ganbach or Rakbash, what's the Svara to be Mechadish?
Because you want to get out of that problem, yeah, that it's the Shem Dira, correct.
Even
depending how you learn the Saint Litzel, right?
Because also some of those cases we discussed in the Gemara clearly weren't for Dira, they were very temporary.
Like we learned from those B'nai Chiyuva, whatever the problem is in the various case, that's what it's coming to overcome. But Mishnah Berurah says a lot of them will be what? Will be that it's L'shem Dira, at least the first ones. So Ganbach.
According to the ones which aren't for L'shem Dira, what would be the svar as to why you need
it? No, they're not B'nai Chiyuva like the Gemara had said.
But why would that be a svar to make you have to do an action?
Because you want to make it L'shma L'mais. You want to make it good. You're not M'chuyivin. Kind of like that goes of Rabin and Tom. Okay? All right, very good. This brings us to the following. There's three ways that we want to learn up the Mishnah, Halacha L'maisa. And let's say them over now. We got to get to the Gemara and the second Taisvus regarding this din. Okay? Let's get it. What's the classical way to read the Mishnah according to Rashi? What's the classical way to read the Mishnah according to Rashi? What do you say? According to Rashi, the Machlokes is what? Machlokes is a sukkah that's made more than 30 days. Beishamai Pasos Beisil Machshus. But what happens is made L'shem Chag in June? What's the din, Donnie?
It's okay.
It's kosher. Correct. It's kosher. If it's made, what happens if it's made what? B'soch Shloshim, Smuchim L'chag. What do you say by that? Kuliyam will say it's okay. Excellent, Yonatan. Why? Because it's L'shma. So how do you read the Mishnah? Ezo Suki Yishana, that Beishamai will argue about. If it's made before 30 days, Kodom L'chag, Beishamai says it's bad. Because you need L'shem Sukkis. Beisilu says it's fine. But B'toch Shloshim, everyone agrees it's good, because Sholem and Dorshim, Stom L'shma is good. But what happens if you make L'shem Chag, Afilu B'tchilas Hashana? Then what's the din? Everyone holds what?
Kosher.
Everyone's kosher. So we got the first Mahalach. There are three slots. What are the three slots? Jacob, let's get it. What's the three slots? The three slots, if you make it what? If you make it before 30 days, Machlokes B'shalu B'silu. If you make it within 30 days, everyone says Kshera. to make it before 30 days, but you made it the same sukkahs, everyone holds what?
Kosher.
Excellent.
More than 30 days
before, not lishma. Okay. However, please, that's Rashi. The Radbaz in the Tshuvas has two other ways to read the Mishnah. I want you to get it down. Very beautiful ways, too, as well. The Radbaz writes like this. The Radbaz says the following. It's an amazing way to read a Mishnah. He says, if you make it more than 3 days before the Chag, Shalol Hashem Chag, everyone holds its Psula. Everyone. Donnie, you got this? This makes you think now. So what's the Machloikis? The Machloikis is if you make it within 30 days. Beis Shammai says it's Pusul, because you didn't make it L'Shem Chag, it's just you made it Stam. Stam L'Shma is not good. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's good. Because within 30 days, it's automatically Stam L'Shma is good. So you plug in the Mishnah like this. What is it, Sukkah Yishana Beis Shammai? So argue about, that's if it's made within what? It's made B'toch 30 days. Beis Shammai says it's bad, you have to proactively do it L'Shma L'Shem Sukkah, and you didn't. Beis Hillel says it's good because of Shol and Darshiyom. Stama Lishma makes it good. But Kodim Shloshim, even Beis Hillel is moted that it's Psula. And what happens if you make it in June for Sukkos? Everyone agrees that it's what? No, if you make it in Sukkos, in June for Sukkos, everyone agrees it'll be what? Kosher. The Machlokas, according to Rabbaz's first shot, is in the window with in midst of 30, where you don't make it L'Shem Sukkos. Stama Lishma, that's the Machlokas, within 30 days, correct. Is that automatic or not? Beis Shammai says not automatic. Stama means automatic. Stama Lishma is not Lishma. Beis Hillel says it is Lishma. Okay? That's the Machlokas, that's the Radbaz. That's the Radbaz. That's the second approach. And number three, the third approach of the Radbaz, third approach in general, which is the second approach of the Radbaz, is like this. Please get it. Even more fascinating. And that is as follows. The machloikis is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is if you made it on the 30th day. Please get this down, Donnie. If you made it on the 30th day, exactly. If you made it on the 30th day, but if you made it toch shloshim, everyone agrees it's good. And if you made it more than shloshim, Beis Hillel is moted that it's psula because you didn't have it in mind. So how do you read the Mishnah? What is the Sukkah Yishon that Beis Shammai still argue on? When you made it on the 30th day, before 30th day, everyone agrees psula. Metok shloshim, everyone agrees it's kshera. The machlok is on the 30th day, mamish. Beis Shammai says it's like it's what? It's like it's before 30, Beis Hillel like it's within 30, and therefore what? And therefore it's considered to be what? It's considered to be like it's kshera, halach lamaisa. Okay? So that's the machlok, it's amazing. The whole machlok is only on day 30. That's a totally new way to read the Mishnah. So you guys got to get this down. Three ways to interpret this Mishnah. Three ways. Rashi and the first and second approaches of the Radbaz. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Matthew.
So for the first one, the Radbaz, do we have to say that he would hold that we have some days of the Shem Sel is a Shem Sukkah? The same thing?
Why is that?
Make it within 30 days, not the Shema, right? That's why Beis Shammai is
supposed
on how Beis Shammai ever
mashed the Ganda. Beis Shammai might argue on that, according to Ra'al, remember?
Oh, fine.
According to Ra'al, Beis Shammai was cholik on that whole thing, right?
But you'd have to read it if it wasn't cholik, then you'd have to think
the Shema also the same. Well, the Pashup Shad is that Beis Shammai Lamaisa would be against Ganbach and Rakbash. Pashup Shad, let's assume like the Ra'al. Let's assume like the Ra'al. Yes, Avram. I can't hear you.
According to the third directory of the Mishnah, the Machlokas is
if you want to say it like that, just day 30. Is day 30 considered to be inside or is day 30 outside? Correct. Beis Shammai says it's considered to be outside. Beis Hillel Halach L'Maaseh says it's considered to be inside. Okay? Yes, Yonatan.
So according to the first time for the Machlokas, was that Machlokas in 30 days?
Machlokas is what is Stam L'Shma considered to be good or not?
According to the first
is Stama Lishma automatically Shma or not?
According to
Beis Shammai says, just because there's a Halach of Sholem and Dorshim doesn't make it automatically Shma.
So like in order for usher that they shine with.
You have to articulate, say, I'm doing this L'shem Sukkos. Absolutely. Yes, David.
According to the first approach of the Ravaz,
yes.
How does he read the word Yeshana?
Wrong?
He says it's a machlokas within 30 days.
Yes.
But before 30 days, everyone says is possible.
Okay. You're asking a good kasha, so what's the answer? Yeshana means it's old in the sense that he didn't make it L'shem what? He didn't make it L'shem Sukkos. It's a good hara, you're saying. Very good. Yeshana doesn't necessarily mean old mamish. It means old because he didn't have it in mind like Abed Sukkah. Okay? You didn't have it in mind for the holiday of Sukkos. It's a good horror. Very good. Excellent. Okay. And then this brings us to the next akuda that we got to get to the Gemara, and then we got to get to the Tisus. Let's get to it. What is this whole sugya of Sukkah Yeshana talking about? Is it only the schach or is it also the walls? Do you have to make the walls for the sake of Sukkos or not? So I was thinking it should be totally on what machlaikis. What should be totally on what machlaikis? The Rambam and the what? The Rambam and the Rosh, whether there's an Isra or not on the walls. That's what the Sfasemis says. The Sfasemis says exactly what we just said. Sfasemis says that if you hold like the Rambam, the Isra applies to the walls as well, then you better bet your bottom dollar Sukkah Yeshana applies to the walls as well. But if you hold that it's limited only to Schach, the Isra or not like the Rosh, then the whole notion of Sukkah Yeshana is only on the Schach and not the walls. That's what the Sfasemis writes. Beautiful. We passing like the Rambam. Okay, we're going to get to, I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but we passing like the Rambam. We'll get to the details maybe on Sunday, that there's an Isra or no. You all like the Sfasemis, you should do, yes, if you all like the Sfasemis, Isra or no applies to the walls, and the Sukkah Yeshana will apply to the walls too, as well. Correct. That's what we would say a Chesmen, okay? Now, the Taz I found are Skolik. Hope you guys saw it. The Taz is Skolik. The Taz says Sukkah Yeshana is only on the Schach. Okay? He said that Tuf Reish Laman Vav Sifkot Nalef. The whole Sukkah is only, I don't care about what the funnels. There is no chesaron of Sukkah Yeshana by walls. Okay, Donnie, you got that? Yes, the Rambam, it says the Isra No applies only to the Schach and the walls. The Rosh is only the Schach. So Sukkah Yeshana, according to the Rambam, applies to the Schach and the walls. Whereas according to the Rosh, the Isra No is only limited to Schach, Sukkah Yeshana is only on the Schach. Taz says forget about it. Taz says the whole sugya is only the schach, lock, stock, and barrel. That's it. Does not apply to the walls at all. Okay? So basically, it's a machlekes the Taz and Sfas Emes. And as Simi said, I think we'd be machmir l'dina. Yes, Matthew?
Well, Rabbi Meisa, that if you use one of the walls of your house, or the walls of your sukkah, how would you do machadish
that? It's a good kasha.
You could say maybe you could be machadish the other walls.
Rip out a brick. Put a new brick on it.
You could say maybe if you have two and a tap off other four.
Yes,
walls,
good. Well said. If you're relying on a wall house, I'd rip a brick out. Yes. It's a chiddush. Okay, good. Yes, Adam, real quick.
What if you have four permanent walls?
I can't hear you.
What if you have four permanent walls?
Four permanent walls?
Yeah, for your sukkah. You think
that'd be allowed? I mean, according to our cheshbon now. According to our Cheshbon now, you have four permanent walls. If you hold like the Sfas Emes, we hold it basically on the Rambam, might be a problem.
But even if the roof comes off,
if you say that it applies to the walls, you're saying good. Might be a problem, yeah. If you hold like the Sfas Emes, people say rely on the Taz. Yeah. But the Sfas Emes is very mistaber, okay? Yes, Avram. The Mechaber says the Isra HaNa applies to the walls. So if you hold like...
He already told us that the only Mechadish, whatever you have to do, is pick up the Schach and you have to come up with the walls.
Right, but I'm saying if you follow the Cheshbon of the Sfas Emes, you're asking that the Mechaber should have said that as well. So Avram's asking, okay, Avram's pointing out that the Shulchan Aruch should have pointed out that we should have to be Mechadish B'davar on the walls. We don't find the Mechaber ever saying that. So if you held the Sfas Emes was right, you should have said that. But what I'm saying, Avram, is if you carry through the Cheshbon, the Mechaber passing the Rambam Yisra or not, and you've carried through the Sfas Emes, you should have to Mechadish Bodover. So maybe the Mechaber doesn't have to point it out. Maybe you would have wanted him to, but okay, it's questionable. Yes, Yonatan. Real quick, because we gotta go get going. Go ahead. Up-Nei-Kulu means according to the length or width of the whole sukkah on the top. Okay? On the top, not the walls. Okay. Let's begin a little bit of the Gemara, then we got to start the second Tisus, okay? Let's go. Says the Gemara here in Tesim and Aleph. Let's see inside, okay? Everyone got it? Let's see the Gemara here. You got the Gemara here? Test some at Aleph. Let's see. Jacob, read the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. My time, go ahead. Yeah, read Gemara. My time to be Shammai. I always read the Dibra Maska. Gemara, right? Yeah, go ahead. You need a sukkah that's dedicated to Hashem sukkahs. It says Chag LaShem. What does Beis Hillel do with this? Go ahead. How do you know Schach is Usher Bano all 7 days? Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead, Vitanya. Shanemar. Everyone knows what the Chagig is. Rashi says the Shalmei Chagig. The Kabbalists should bring on Yontif, and there's a Kedusha that is Chal upon them. They are not allowed to derive benefit with them until you actually smoke the limbs of the animal. And then after that, you're able to eat it like what? From a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving you a gift. Like someone's given a prize from the master, who's the master of Malchei Hamlochim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So just like there's a Chaloshim Shamayim and Chagiga, there's a Chaloshim Shamayim and the Sukkah as well. And therefore, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the Schach. It's Mamish Muksa. We're going to talk about Muksa a little. We'll get to it, Blinetter. But Muksa is what on Shabbos? But there's a Muksa also, Pashup Shana, level the Yeraisa here in this Gemara, that it's also to derive any benefit from the Schach. So he says, that's what I think Shivas Yom Lashem means. It means nothing to do about being Lishma. Yeshana is not a problem. It's a different din in Gansan to tell me what. Gansan means completely different din. There's an Isra on Schach. Oh, go ahead. So what do you do? Such a good time. Go ahead, Jake. What does Beis Shammai do? Go ahead. Beis Shammai also needs that marker to tell me that Schach is Asar Bano. So what does Gemara say? Excellent. What does Inochanami mean? You guys hear people say that vernacular all the time, right? When they talk. This is a good way to remember it. It's a testament. In means yes. Inochanami, yes, here also. You're right. It means you're right. A lot of people in conversation, you'll say something. So I'll say, Inochanami, you're right. It's a way of saying it. The Gemara, you want to know a place in Shas where it says it? Right here. Inochanami. So Beis Shammai says, you're right. That pasuk is needed to tell me the marker of what? That's Chach Sosa Banah. So where's Beis Shammai's marker that is Dinli Shma? Go ahead, Ella. Ella always does what, guys? Ella always wipes away what's from before. We wipe away the makor from before. What's the Aramaic word? Mechvarta, which is white. Wipe it away. 1 sec, Avram. Ella what? Ella my time up? It's a different pasuk completely. It's a different pasuk completely. Where is that pasuk? In Dvarim. This is in Parshas Re'eh. The first one was quoted, it was in Emor. This is in Re'eh. So what does it say? Ah, it's a new drasha, you need it to be Lishma. What does Beis Hillel do with that? Go ahead. Beis Hillel says you need that pasuk to make a sukkah on when? On Chol HaMoed, yes? You need a sukkah to make it on Chol HaMoed. What do you mean you need a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? If it falls down, you need a what? You need to put up a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. What's the Chiddush? Go ahead, Ubei Shammai. Forget about it, says Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you need a sukkah that lasts all 7 days. You can't build one in the middle of Chol HaMoed. It's not Ruyu L'Shiva. He takes it literally, Rabbi Eliezer. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Eliezer, so therefore there's no problem. So it comes out, 1 sec, Avraham. Okay, let's summarize the Gemara. Then we got to get to the Taisis, okay? Let's summarize the Gemara. At the end of the day, Beis Shammai requires the Shmua Tzukah, Beis Hillel does not. What's the Makor of Beis Shammai, the Havamina? There's a Pasuk that says what? Schag HaTzukah Shiva Shem LaShem. Where's that Pasuk in Emor? So that requires me LaShem. Just like it's LaShem, there's a din of what? The din of Lishma. Beis Hillel says, forget about it. That Pasuk is used for what? Of a marker for the Isra of Schach. Because it's Chaloshim Shemaim and Chagige, it's Asr, so it's Asr Ba'ano, the Schach. So Beis Shammai, how does he know that Schach is Asr also from the same Pasuk? So where's Beis Shammai know Lishma from? From a new Pasuk in Re'eh, which says, what Chakas Tassel Chashivas Yomim. And what do you do with that, says Beis Hillel? to tell me you can make a sukkah only for a Chol HaMoed. What about Beisham and Shabbos and Yom that you cannot make a sukkah just for Chol HaMoed? That's the Gemara Halacha L'mais. Okay? That's what the Gemara says regarding this din. Yes, go ahead, Avraham.
In.
There's a chirik under the alf. In Achanam. That's Aramaic word for saying yes. Okay? All right, we got this? That's what the Gemara is machadish. So it comes out, L'maisa, that we have this fundamental machloikis. So the truth is there any other nafkaminis? So that's the second tesis. Jacob, let's see the second tesis, guys. Look inside. Okay? What does the second tesis say? Go ahead. Let's see. A little louder, please. Yeah? What's he bothered by? You guys tell me, what's he bothered by, Tysus? This is a hard Tysus. You can miss it. What's Tysus bothered by? Let's get this. What is he bothered by? Who cares that we have to find the din according to Bishamet? What's the last line in the Mishnah say? Simi. Bini, what's the last line in the Mishnah? That if you make the sukkah from the beginning of the year, what's the din?
Sheriff.
It's Sheriff. Who cares? What's the point of that line, Ariel? That point of the line is to tell me that Beis Shammai holds its Sheriff. Who cares? We don't hold like Beis Shammai. We don't hold like Beis Shammai. So if we don't hold like Beis Shammai, what on earth is the Mishnah's job here? What are they doing? Why is the Mishnah doing this? To make a statement that it should be good according to Beis Shammai? That's what's bothering Tysus. So what does he answer? So he says, I feel a what? No, read it from the beginning. I feel a Beis Hillel. What's the first answer to Tysus? Yosef, what's the first answer to Tysus? That there is a nafkamina according to Beis Hillel. What's a nafkamina? That you don't have to mechadish bodover. You do not have to mechadish bodover. That even though Beis Shammai says suki yishen is kshera, yes? What did the previous Tosafos say from the Yishama? We've said in the beginning of Shir. That normally you have to what David? A suki yishen, you have to be mechadish bodover. But if you make it from the beginning of the year, l'shem sukkahs, you don't have to be mechadish bodover. So Tosh just answers Kasha. Tosh's Kasha was, get it down in your notes. Why does the Mishnah have to write the end of the Mishnah to say, oh, and I want you to know if you make it from the beginning of June, l'shem sukkahs, it's Kasha, even according to Mishnah, who cares? We don't hold like Mishnah. No. It's not a chid, it's that line is not being said for Mishnah. It's being said for who? Beis Hillel. That according to Beis Hillel, who normally says a sukkah shana based on my previous taisus, that the Yushami says a sukkah shana, you do have to do something, namely what, Yonatan? You have to be mechadish bodavar, but that's in the case where you didn't make it l'shem sukkahs. But if you made it l'shem sukkahs in June, you don't have to be mechadish bodavar. So that last line of the Mishnah is not for Beis Shammai. It's for who, is he? It's for Beis Hillel. That's the first teretz. Second teretz, Jacob, go ahead. The afil lo noat. Oh, what's this answer? Get this down, guys. What's the second answer to Tysus? Second answer to Tysus is that it is an afkamina. What's an afkamina? Might not be an afkamina for Beis Hillel, but I want to know which case they're arguing on. Meaning to say that if the Mishnah did not write that last line, you know what I would have said? I would have said they only argue when it's made what? Made l'shem sukkahs. But when it's not being made l'shem sukkahs, I would think Beis Hillel would also what? I would think Beis Hillel would also be motivated that it's possible. Does everyone got what I just said? What's the second answer? Second answer is that it shows to me what case they argue. Because if the Mishnah would not have said that last line, I would have said that maybe they're arguing when you made it in June for Sukkot. That Beis Shammai says it's still bad, Beis Hillel says it's good. But if it was made Shalom L'Shem Sukkot, everyone would agree it's possible. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai. So it does chapa nafka mina. I want to pin down what exactly the machloikis is. But now that the Mishnah wrote in the last line, that if you make l'shem sukkahs, Beis Shammai is what? Is moda that it's kosher, comes out the machloikis is clearly when you made it only l'shem, shalo l'shem sukkahs. And therefore the Tana must write it seifa in order that we understand Beis Hillel quite well. And even though Ladina, the nafkamina is only according to Beis Shammai, because at the end of the day, right? Afakav Ladina, the Nafkimini is only the Beis Shammai. The bottom line is this is a Chiddush. We need to be told where is the exact case where there's a Machlaikas. We need to be told where exactly there is a Machlaikas. So I would have thought, and Chaps and Nafkimina, what Beis Shammai would have said. I would have thought the Machlaikas is only the case where what? Was made L'Shem Chag. If it's made Shalom L'Shem Chag, I would think Beis Shammai would be motivated. It's possible. Now that I pinned down the Machlaikas that it's us L'Shem Chag, I know that what? And now that I know that it's us L'Shem Chag and the Beis Shammai's motive, that what? Now that I know that what? Now that I know that it's made L'Shem Chag, what's the din? Now that I know it's in the L'Shem Chag and Beis Shammai's motive that it's Kshayra, then what's the Machlaikas? Machlaikas only when it's what? Shalom L'Shem Chag, correct. So I want to understand Beis Shammai properly too. Even though he says, Afil lo nafkemina ela Beis Shammai, I want to know what case they argue. Because you could clearly misunderstand what? You could clearly misunderstand Beis Shammai and say they only argue when it's L'Shem Chag. Shalom L'Shem Chag, even Beis Shammai will be motivated that it's possible. Now that I pin down the Machlaikis is what? Is Shalom L'Shem Chag? I know L'Shem Chag. Halach L'maisa, Beis Shammai is motivated that it's Ksheirah. So the Nafkemina Ledina is according to Beis Shammai. At the end of the day, see, don't get me wrong. In this second answer of Tysus, you would in fact misunderstand Beis Shammai a little bit. How would you misunderstand Beis Shammai a little bit? Because if this line wasn't said, I would say the Machlaikas is only when you made it L'Shem Chag. But Shalom L'Shem Chag, I would think Beis Shammai's motive that's possible. That's not true. So when he says those lines, I want you to get that down in your notes. Dafil l'nafkimin el l'Beis Shammai, yesh l'otam afarsh b'menech l'ku, because it would also chap a nafkimina what Beis Shammai would hold in a certain case. So that's why this Mishnah was needed to be said, according to who? According to Beis Hillel, Lamaisa number one, they don't have to mechadish bodaver. And number two is, which case exactly is he being machshering Allah Lamaisa? That's what he says, even if it's a nafkimin only according to Beis Shammai. Because I would misunderstand, now that it's written, Lamaisa, it comes out, I know what the machlokas is. Now, what he means in this line is, Matthew, what he means in this line is what? What does he mean in this line? He means in this line, once I say that what? Once I say that if it's made in June, L'Shem Sukkah is Beis Shammai's Moda, it only chaps a nafkamina according to Beis Shammai. However, you follow? So after the line is said, then it only chaps a nafkamina Beis Shammai. But if the line wouldn't have been said, it would have affected Beis Shammai. That's what Tysus means when he says, Dafil nafkamina ela l'Beis Shammai.
The line itself
is telling me how to read Beis Shammai. But if I didn't have that line, I would misread Beis Shammai. So the line itself, that's what he means. The line itself has an afkamin in the first teretz, according to Beis Shammai, straight up, you don't have to be mechadish bodaver. And it has an afkamin in the second teretz, that it had, because if it wouldn't be said, I would misunderstand Beis Shammai. Now that I have the line, I know when Beis Shammai said what he said. David, you got what I'm saying? Okay. Continuing, Jacob. The lo shayach, Danny, let's leave inside. The lo shayach, okay. Lakshue. It's not shayach to ask. To ask what? I want you to get this phrase down. Time it to Beis Shammai, us lashweinen? Time it to Beis Shammai, us lashweinen? What do we need to know the reason for Beis Shammai for? We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. The Gemara on occasion in Shas asks that. Why does the Gemara ask it here? The Gemara is very, very what? Insistent to know what Beis Shammai's svara is, correct? That's how the Gemara begins. You read it very nicely, Jacob. My time to Beis Shammai. Who cares? There are a few times in Shas where it says, time to Beis Shammai, Asfas Weenan? Who cares? We don't all like him. Zuck Tysus to Lo Shach, Lak Shuya Elo. When do we ask that Kasha? Go ahead. That's when there's a machlokas tanoim within Beis Shammai. When there's a machlokas tanoim within Beis Shammai, then the Gemara says, why do we have to know what the machlokas is within Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai was an early Tana. The later Tanaim sometimes argue to figure out what Beis Shammai is based on. Who cares, the Gemara asks. But when it's Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel straight up, then the Gemara will ask it. Go ahead. Hello, Nafka, what? Doesn't make a difference, according to Beis Hillel, what the two are arguing within Beis Shammai. Go ahead.
Yeah, he, the Rabbi Eliezer,
Uberperic, no, we don't read the parentheses. Uberperic what? In those three Gemaras, there is no nafkamina, halacha l'maisa, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that's why the Gemara asks it. The Kulan, he says, every one of them was Mazbim and Kolman. So those three Gemaras, when the Gemara asks that, is when it's two Tanaim within Beis Shammai. This is not two Tanaim within Beis Shammai, guys. This is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel straight up against one another. Then the Gemara will want to know what the time of Beis Shammai is. And how does Beis Hillel deal with that reasoning?
So what's just to understand my focus.
Right. So the Gemara is bothered by, why are you trying to explore what the different reasons within Beis Shammai are? When there's a machloikas tanaim within Beis Shammai, the Gemara will be bothered by that.
It
has no nafkamina, so that's why the Gemara asks it. Here it has a nafkamina. We're Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel, so we want to know. Okay? Now, did anyone get a chance to look up those three cases? So, let's say them over outside. I want you to get them, because it's really not right if you don't say them over. Okay? Let's get the three cases where you have a machloikas tanaim within Beis Hillel. I want you to get it. Here we go. Number one, the case in Shabbos. I think the first one was Shabbos, no? Wasn't that the first one? Rabbi Elazar de Milas, Masechta Shabbos. What's the case? Let's get it down. There is a halacha. Okay, we got this? All right, we got to get this. What happens if someone is born circumcised? He needs a tafas dan bris. The officer of Nusses, there are 13 men that were born circumcised. 12 of the 13 were good guys. The 13th was a bad guy, Bilam. Shows that Bilam had potential to be a good guy, but he went off the derech. Okay? Also, if someone has his bris milah toch shmona, before the eighth day, he needs a tavas dam bris. You have to draw blood from the aver, and that serves as a substitute for the milah. Let's say he did a milah at night. Same thing, he had a tavas dam bris. This happens quite a bit on yidim that are not observant, and they become bali tshuva. I brought a 30-year-old man once to a moil, because he was circumcised at day two of his life. It's too early. So I brought him to a moil and he did a tafas dan bris. He writes a whole star for him, and that he would know that he had a tafas dan bris. So there's a major machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer Kapar says that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Lamaisa argue. He says they do not argue. Everyone agrees that a nol and mol needs a tafas dan bris. The question is, can you do it on Shabbos? Can you mechal Shabbos? So Beis Shammai says you can, Beis Hillel says you cannot. That's the take of who? Rabbi Elazar Kapar. And the Tanakhama says no way. Everyone says you can mechal Shabbos. Everyone says you can mechal Shabbos. And the Gemara asks on that, it says, how do you know? Maybe according to the Tanakhama, everyone holds you cannot be mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara gives an answer and says that Rabbi Elazar Kapar, time of Beis Shammai, asal hashminan? The Tanakhama holds what? Everyone says you can't be mechalo, and Rabbi Elazar comes to tell me the time of Beis Shammai that says you can be mechalo. So that's the example where there's no nafkamina within the words of Beis Hillel. And the Gemara asks, what are you trying to present to Beis Shammai? Who cares? So I want you to know that topic. The topic is whether you can do atavas dan bris on Shabbos. We paskin you cannot, because you're drawing blood. It's chabur. Atavas dan bris. Okay? Drawing blood. Atophis, Dom, Bris. Please get it. Bottom line is, you cannot be Machal Shabbos, calling a Chabur. How can you do a Bris Milah on Shabbos? That's only if it's Bismano, the Yom HaShemini, I feel B'Shabbos, special Drasha, the Gemara has in Shabbos. Okay, what's the case in Yevamos? Number two. Case in Yevamos is Mishnah in Yevamos, Tavchav, Vavim, and Aleph. That first Gemara was in Shabbos, in Rabbi Elazar de Milas. What daf was it? Kuflamidei. Okay. Second Gemara is in Mishnah, Yevamos, Chavavim. What's the case? You have four brothers. Two of the four brothers married two sisters. Okay? Two of the four brothers married two sisters, which is definitely permissible. Then the two brothers die, God forbid. Car accident, Chas v'Shalom. So the two sisters that were wives now are bereft, without a husband, they have no kids, they fall to the two other brothers. What do you do? They cannot do yibum, because it's called achos kukoso. It means both women are zakuk, locked up to one brother, and both women are locked up to the other brother. And therefore you can't live with one of them, because the other one You're the sister of the Zakuka. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do Chalitza. That's what you're supposed to do, Allah Lamaisa. You're supposed to do Chalitza, but you do Chalitza, they do Chalitza for both of them, and you don't do Yibum. What happens if they go ahead and do Yibum? What do you do? They both of them, one brother did Yibum with her, one sister, and the other brother did with the other one. What's the din in that case? Can they stay married or must they get divorced or not? In that case, Allah Lamaisa. So the Tanakhama says, everyone agrees they got to get divorced. And what does Rabbi Elazar say? It's a machlokes b'shamay b'silo. B'shamay says if they got married already, they can stay married. B'silo says they got to get divorced. So again, Lamaisa. Taisa says over there, Rabbi Elazar, time of b'shamay asal ashmuhinen. Okay?
B'silo says they can stay married.
It's a machlokes b'shamay b'silo, yeah. B'shamay says they can stay married. B'silo says they got to get divorced. So again, that's another what? That's another situation, halacha lemaisa, where you have what? Taisa actually asks over there, what's Rabbi Elazar telling the time of Bishamai? So lemaisa, Taisa says, come to exclude Abashol. Abashol had the sheet as fakir, that Bishamai said he got to get divorced, but still said they could stay married. Okay, nonetheless, that's another example. And then the third Gemara, what's the third Gemara? First Perek of Beit. What's the first Perek of Beit? Guys ask me in Seder, I have a chumrah, and you don't have to take on that chumrah at all. Many of my Rebbeim say it straight up. I say Beit. So most of the posts can say you can say I say a chumra Beit because Lashon Mornikis. Okay? Taisus Yontif has in the beginning of Maseches Beit that some have a chumra to say Beit because of Inyan Itznias. Okay. But most Talmidei Chachamim say it straight up. Okay, what's the third one? The case in Maseches Beit is as follows. What happens if you shech the chayin off on Yontif? What must you do? What's Kisru Adam? Cover the blood with dirt. Beishamai says what? You can dig it with a shovel and cover it up. What does Beisil say? Only if already the what? The dirt's ready. So it's a machlokes rabba of Yosef within Beishamai. Must you have the what? Do you shecht first or do you first dig? Yes? Do you shecht first or do you first dig? And the Gemara asks the same kash over there. What? Who cares what you have to do within Beishamai? We don't hold like Beishamai. So what are you pilpling with? Beisil says you can shecht as long as you only have you have to have afer muchen already. Beishamai says you don't. So the question is, do you shecht first? Or you have to dig up the dirt first. We don't hold like Beishamai. So Gemara says, why are you pilpling with the Beishamai? Okay, so that's the three cases. Okay, very good. Now this will set up for us on Sunday. Let's do this mahalach, and then we'll get to the sugya on Sunday. We have to do the dinner of tonight. The Muksa and the Din of Lishma, we have a lot to see. B'zrat Hashem. Then we have the Mesiba for David. David's going to, the end of Shir, from 12:45 to 1, we'll have a small Mesiba. I'll bring some food and some drinks. And we'll have a Rikud and the Zemmer, and David will give a short to retire. Okay, listen to this. Let's get to it. I gave it to you. And then we got a lot to do with this Taisus Lamaisa and the Din of Lishma. We have a lot to do. Take one thing at a time. But let's get to like following. We introduced this concept of Lishma when it came to what? When it came to Sukkah. We'll see on Sunday when we get to it, if we get to it, or Sunday or Monday, the halacha of Tzitzis. So I want to now discuss with you now, before we get to the Chumash, as I gave you the Marma Kaimis, and Tysus already hinted to it. He said it befeirish from the top, the din of Lishma b'matzah. There is a halacha of Ushmartim es ha-matzos. You must what? Guard the matzahs. And the truth is, there is a major question. You know, and I know, that at the Seder, you must eat the shmur matzah. You cannot eat stam matzahs. If you eat shmur matzah, you're at Yotze. I always recommend never to have what non-shmur matzah on the table during the Seder. Ever. A person might end up eating it and not be Yotze chas v'sholom. There is a concept of shmur matzah, which is basically a manifestation of the Shema and Matzah. So, what I want to begin with is here, is there are three approaches to understand what the purpose of the Shema and Matzah is all about. Rashi and Sochim and Lamed Chesim and Beis, I gave you, says the purpose is to make sure Shalom Yeh Chameis. The simple purpose of Lishma and Matzah is to make sure there's no chametz, and that's what Taisus seems to say by us on the top. He says, Shalom Dik Dik Ba. You make the matzah too early in January, February, no one's going to be careful enough in the matzah factories. So according to Rashi, the lishma and matzah is a very practical concern. And that practical concern is a scary concern because we know you're chayav karis if you eat chametz b'mezin on Pesach. So according to Rashi, Dani, please get it down. Lishma and matzah is what? Lishma and matzah is to make sure that there is no what? Chametz. If you look in the Rambam in Pirik Vav Halacha Tess I gave you, the Rambam has a completely different approach. The Rambam agrees with Rashi in Perakei Halacha Tess. I give you two Rambams. In Perakei Halacha Tess, he says, Amru Chacham, make sure there's no chametz. That's his lashon. Perakei Halacha Tess. But the Rambam writes in the next Perak, in Perak Vav Halacha Tess, he says, you know what? There's something more going on here. And that something more going on here is called a chefzah shel mitzvah. According to the Rambam, in Perak Vav Halacha Tess, and some of the matzah, You must transform this wafer from becoming a wafer Matthew to becoming a chefzah shel mitzvah. And the only way you can do that is if you watch it astutely and you focus and you concentrate. Because Hashem doesn't want us to eat a wafer. He wants us to eat a matzah shel mitzvah. And the way you transform that is through what? Is through watching it. Please get this. And the Rambam writes, and it's got to be done properly. This is the Rambam. Rambam is a different approach than what this Tosfos and then Rashi. I'm going to read you the Lashon. You tell me. According to Rashi, it's a practical concern, Marty, to make sure there's no chametz. According to Rambam, it's much more than practical. It's a conceptual thing that you need to make sure that it what? You need to make sure that this is no longer a wafer. And how do I do that? I'll read you the Lashon. The Rambam writes, Perek Vav Halacha Tess, amazing. Chalot Stoyde Rekike Nozer, Shoso Son Atzah, and Yotzin Ba'en, Shenimer Shmartus Amatzos, Matzah Mishtameris, Linin Matzah Bilfadhu, Shiyotzin Ba. Avazu Mishtameris Linin Azevach. The Rambam writes, you must devote your concentration for this mitzvah and this mitzvah alone. As I asked a few guys in Seder yesterday, give me another area in Halacha where there's a matzah. Korban Todah, Thanksgiving offering, is brought an animal with matzos. A kike nazar, a korban of the nazar. There are wafers along with that are matzos. Let's say I want to bake double kavana. I want you to get this. Nafkaminis. Please get it down. Kavana fool. Let's say I bake a matzah. And this is a sugim psachim. I bake a matzah with a double kavana. I want it to be for my Seder, and I want it to be also for what? Korban Todah. Or a kike nazar. Is that good or not? What do you say? Plug it in. If you hold like what? If you hold like Rashi, Marty, the whole concern is you should have no what? Chametz. Then what's wrong with having double kavana? You can't have chametz in either, right? But if you hold like the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? You need complete focus and concentration. He says, Bilvad, you cannot have double kavana. It's got to be exclusively done for Pesach. You got this, get this down. This nafkamina, can you have double kavana or not? Depends upon how you understand what the purpose of Lishma and Matz is all about. If it's a practical concern, there shouldn't be any chametz, then why not? You follow what I'm saying? But if you hold that it's considered to be a chefzah shel mitzvah, it has to be devoted solely for the matzah of Pesach. And you could not have double kavanah. It would not be acceptable. For that matter also, I'll give you another nafkamin. I gave you the Taz. Simin Tov Samach Sifkot Nalef. We know there are different stages you can do Shmur Matzah from. The first is from Kitzira. The second is Tachina. Kitzira is harvesting the wheat. Second one is grinding. What's the third one? Lisha, kneading. And what's the fourth? Afia, baking. Do you need a Jew at all four of those or not? So the Taz makes a split. The Taz says, please get this down, guys. The Taz makes a split. Get these nafkamines. I want you guys to know this mahalach. You got to know this. The Taz says you can have a Jew do it if he's supervising a goy by the first two. Because the first two steps, Ksir and Tchina, were concerned about fermentation. But when you get to the kneading and you get to the baking, that has to be solely a Jew exclusively. Because a goy doesn't adapt to the nafshi. He doesn't care about the ritual. He doesn't care about the spirituality. A goy doesn't have the wherewithal to make it into a ches shel mitzvah from a wafer. A Jew has the ability, not a goy. And therefore, a second nafkamina would be you make a split between Tzir and Tchina, where Yisrael Omid al Gabav, a Jew supervising a goy, would be good. Whereas the last two steps, that's exclusively a yid. That fits beautifully because the first two steps would make sure there's no fermentation. The last two steps accentuate the notion that you want to make it a chefs shel mitzvah. Yehuda, you got this? That's a second nafkamina. A third nafkamina I want to give you. And this is very interesting because the truth is, Rav Zsolti writes in his Sefer that there's a third approach to what Shmuru Matz is all about. And that's based on a Chiddush Aran in Masechet Sanhedrin. And you know what he writes? The purpose of Lishma is to show Chibuv. What does Chibuv mean? Your love to the mitzvah. To show I care about the mitzvah to Hashem. How I relate to mitzvahs. And the Chiddush Aran says it's not a concern about chametz. It's not to transform the wafer into a chesed mitzvah. It's to show my endearment to the mitzvah. To show my endearment to the mitzvah. This is what the Chiddush Aran writes in Masechet Sanhedrin. That's the purpose of Lishma. Is to show my chibuf to the mitzvah. So there's a fascinating machloikis Rambam Rith. Does Korech need to be Shmura Matzah? Do you need Korech to be Shmura Matzah or not? Well, what's the purpose of Korech? What's the Iker part of Korech? It's a sandwich. The Iker is the meat, the Korban Pesach. We don't have that. So the matzah serves as like a condiment. It's not ketchup and mustard. It's matzah and maror are the condiments for what? The Korban Pesach. So when you play the role of a condiment, like a tanai, I have to eat my Korban Pesach with the tanai that I have matzah and maror, then it could very well be the following. If you hold like the Chiddush Aran, I only have to show my endearment to what? To the ikar part of the mitzvah. Not the condition, not the condiment. So if I hold like the Chiddush Aran, Bini, the purpose of Lishma is to show my endearment, that'll only be on the ikar part, like the meat of the Korban Pesach. But not on the condiment. But if I hold like the Rambam, that the sole concept of what? Shmur Matz is to transform it into a chefs shel mitzvah, then I don't care if it's the ikar or the condiment, it better be done Lishma. And you need Shmur. And this is a machlokes in the Rambam and the Rif. Whether you need Korech, does the matzah of Korech need to be Lishmur Matz or not? We're machmer, of course we require it. But I want you to be mazel what the machlekes is all about. Okay? And then there is a fourth nafkamina which I want to get. And that's the Ramban that I gave in Sochem Daf Mem Amud Aleph, who writes a very interesting line. And he basically writes that you're supposed to create a scenario that it might ferment, but I watch it that it won't. There's three shittas in the Gemara, you know. Are you allowed to soak the wheat in water or not? The wheat you're going to use to bake your matzah. One opinion says it's aser. One opinion, the Gemara says it's mutter. And the third opinion says it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah? Yes, says the Rabban. You want to create a scenario where you put it in water, where it could theoretically ferment, but I watch it well enough that it will not ferment. I watch it well enough that it will not ferment. And therefore, Allah Almighty, in such a case, according to the Ramban, mitzvah, it's called mitzvah liltos. It's a mitzvah to soak the wheat. Because it is a notion of what? Of chibu. The more that it might ferment and I watch it that it doesn't, I get points in Shemayim from Hashem at the mitzvah. So what I want to bring out here, guys, is that there are three possibilities to understand what the mechanics of Shmura Matzah, of Lishma, is in Matzah. Tosfos said on the top, our Tosfos, Shalo diktukuba. He learned like Rashi and Pesachim Lam Chesbez, it might all a notion that it should ferment and become chametz. Practical concern. The Rambam said it's what? It's more of a conceptual concept. You want to transform the wafer into a what? Chesed shel mitzvah. The Ran says it's a function of showing my endearment to mitzvah. My nafkamina. We gave four nafkaminas. If you hold double kavana, it's a good nafkamina between one and two. If it's a fermentation issue, then why not? Double kavana should be good. For matzah of what? Pesach. And also for korban torah or kikinazer. Why not? If it's to transform a chesed shel mitzvah, it's got to be devoted solely and concentrated, focused only on Pesach. If you hold that it's a fermentation issue, ketzirin tchina, why not have a goy involved? Just a Jew supervisor. If it's lishin afia, you need exclusively done by yid. That's what the Taz is mechalik. Korek serves as a tnai, it's a condiment. If you hold chibuf, then maybe you don't need it, shmur matzah. If you hold chef shemitzvah, then you're going to need it. And lastly, you're risking taking a chance? Yes, because if it's chibuf, the more risk and chances I stop, I make sure it's fine. Now this leads, just one second, Don, okay? I want you to get down. This really speaks to the old age question, okay? Which is better at the Seder, hand-baked or shmura-baked? Hand-baked or machine-baked? Which one's better? That's this question. If it's considered to be what? Chafsa shel mitzvah or chibuv, I would agree with Donnie. Hand-baked's better. But if the issue is fermentation, machines don't make mistakes usually. Human beings make human error. So the Rav was very mocked, but he was worried about a chiyuv karis. So he always used machine-baked shmurah. If you're more worried about the chametz, then number one, then it makes more sense to go with Rashi's than you go with machine-baked. If you're worried about what? The lishma aspect, then it's very possible that two and three is better. And it depends on the Dvar Avram, that when you press a button, can you fulfill the Shema on the machine? So the Dvar Avram says maybe yes, Koach Gavra, by pressing the button on the machine. Dvar Avram was one of the Gedolei Yisrael. He gave smicha to the Rav when the Rav came over. The Rav came over from Europe, Lamaise. He came over to smicha the Dvar Avram, the Kavna Rav, said he can pass him Kol Torah Kulu. Wrote him a small letter. That was a smicha. Okay, we got this? You got this, Shiloh? Yes, Marty, go ahead.
Is it a thing that there are people that only eat on the first night matzah because they're scared that the rest of Pesach might be
chametz? Some people might do that, but the Vilna Gaon says you should eat shmurah throughout the whole sukkahs, throughout the whole Pesach, which is what I do. It's a kiyum d'oraisa shmurah the whole time.
Not just the
Seder. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a diuk in the Rambam, the first 2 days there's an inyan to eat the shmurah matzah only, but the Gaon says the whole time. So I try to eat shmurah throughout the whole sukkah, all throughout the whole Pesach.
As in hand-baked?
No, machine. I eat machine like the Rav. Okay? Go ahead, Donnie. He says based on the shmart v'samatzis, he has a drosha, shmart v'samatzis. Okay? What do you mean?
It's like if you just put yourself in scenarios where...
No, it's a special din here by matzah. Shmart b'samatzis, special din. Yeah, we said last night, you don't look for nisyonos, right?
Yeah.
This is a special din. You want to make sure that it doesn't ferment, you put the water in. So I want you guys to make sure we get this nafkamina by shmartim. Toysis is beferish duke. Okay, now on Sunday, we got to do toysis minayin, and then also we got to get to going to lishma and the tzitzis. Well, let's get to chumash now, okay? Let's get to chumash. This week's parsha we have in parsha Vayeshev. Very, very powerful powerful dream that Yosef has. And there seems to be an incidental point in the dream that Yosef treats very what? That Reuven actually treats very, very seriously. Reuven thought that he was thrown out of Klal Yisrael after what he did with the meat of Yaakov Avinu with Bilam. And he was very concerned. He was thrown out of the shifted cup. Yosef has a dream that there are stars bowing down to him. How many stars? 11. That shows that Reuven was not thrown out. Now, what was the main focal point of the dream? That Yosef was going to be what? Good things are going to happen to Yosef, correct? The fact that there are 11 stars is very incidental. But Reuven had such hakaras atov to Yosef, he insisted on trying to save him. Okay? He didn't finish the job, but he did save him from being killed. And that's very powerful when you speak about hakaras atov. When you speak about hakaras atov, someone did not intend, maybe incidentally did help you, you should still pay what? A debt of gratitude. And you should treat it very seriously. And that's what Reuven did. And you see it very clearly. And don't get me wrong, guys. This is not just the Midas Chasidus. At the very end of the Parsha, what does it say about the Saramashkim? V'lo zocher Yosef v'yishkacheyu. He didn't remember and he forgot him. And what does it say? Eschata'oy ani maskrayom. It's a chait, guys. If you are not appreciative and you don't show gratitude, that's not just why I didn't go above the letter law. It's a chait. There's a medrash that says he's an apikairis, someone's a kofli tov, and the medrash Bracious Rabbah says here that it's called a chait, mamish. He was a chayte because he did not show the proper hakaras atov to Yosef. When Yosef helped him out, he just didn't remember him and he forgot him. That's the double lashon. We are not people like this. You have to rid that from your persona. And you have to be people that are makir tov. And we see this clearly when it comes to Hanukkah. As Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes, what is the purpose of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Which we had a whole mahalach as the makor of what? Candy rice at the end of Hanukkah? What is it all about? Hashem led us in the midbar at night with the Elmud Eish. It is a notion of hakaras atov to the Eibishter for leading us, for it being our GPS in the midbar. And therefore, what Ramadlik the Menorah makes as a statement of hakaras atov. And that's why this was satisfied and pacified Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was not included, we said, in the Mishkan, in the dedication. Hashem said, I'll pacify, I'll give you a job that will last. Ladurus. Cleaning and lighting the menorah. How did that pacify him? Because it was a statement of a curse of Tov, that he could be makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day for everything that Hashem does for us. That's a tremendous chus to be able to do that. That's why this pacified him. And that's a very powerful thing we need to what? We need to concretize to be such people. Also we find something very, very powerful here. And that is that Yehuda didn't finish the job. Yehuda did not finish the job. And when you start a mitzvah and you don't finish, the Gemara has a very severe punishment. Rachman al-Itzlan. Kaver ishtu ubonov. If you start a mitzvah and you don't finish it, it shows you're disinterested. You're bored from mitzvahs. You know how insulting that is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Yehuda Lamaisa did not show, says the Medrash, proper empathy when Yosef was taken away. Because you know, at that point, yet Yehuda was not married. He did not have kids. And he didn't see what's the big deal that the guy's missing a child. And because he didn't show that the proper empathy, which he should have done, that's why he didn't finish the mitzvah. He didn't view it as such a big deal. And on these accounts, Yehuda was misakin himself. He later has children, and he sees the importance of having one. When everyone is sitting in a velus, Yosef, Yaakov, they're sitting in sock and Reuven. What does Yehuda go ahead and do? He gets married. Because you never give up. As we mentioned last night, Yehuda made a mistake. He was modal emes. However, he did more than that. He went vayter. He never was miyayish. You can never be miyayish ever. Yeyush is a din chashin mishpat, Rabbi Yitzchak Kohen Shlita always says. It's not a din in Or HaChaim. You don't give up. The geula comes from such difficulty. Comes from Tamar with Yehuda. The Mashiach comes from such difficulty. The Or of Mashiach comes from such service. That's how the geula comes out of. You know, there are 8 psukim that don't start with a vav in Parshas Vayeshev. All the other psukim start with a vav. There's one other sefer like that, Rus. What's the connection between Vayeshev and Rus? From difficulty came the Mashiach. Boaz with Rus. From all these difficulties, Machlon the Kilion died. Erva Onan died. There's many connections in Vayeshev and Rus. From difficulty, never give up. Which means what? That if something bad happens, God willing, something good will come out of it. You must have that amunah bitachon, it says in Shulchan Aruch. Gamzu L'tov is a higher madrig, which is not quoted, that even when something bad's happening, you can see the good right now. That's hard for every yid. But what every yid is mechuyev to do is to see in the future, it'll be, you have to have amunah bitachon, it's going to be good. And that's exactly what we find here. And the Svornu writes that in a Hanami they might have been correct in selling him because they thought Yosef was a Rodef. But they were cruel. They would not go Lefi Mishur Zadin. And as the Rabbi Machai writes at the end of Sefer Bereishis, he was never mochel them. He never did anything bad to them, but he couldn't be mochel them Lev Shalom. And that's why we had the Asar Harugei Malchus. Because Yosef wasn't fully mochel them. We're not Don Yosef whether he should have been or not, but he wasn't, says the Rabbi Machai. Because they were cruel. They had a heter to sell him because they thought he wrote it, but they shouldn't have been cruel. And that's where of Cooperman Zatzal's Masber the Svornu. So we have to realize that, and we have to realize that the concept of the Ketonis Pasim, which caused the whole jealousy, says the Chizkuni, Yaakov shouldn't have favored Yosef. Gemara says so. It was wrong. Ketonis Pasim was they brought because that caused the jealousy. Jealousy lacks from comes from a lack of amunah. This guy's supposed to have that. That guy's supposed to have that. Why are you jealous? Shem gives each person what they're supposed to have. Jealousy is a lack of amunah bitachon in Hashem, and that's exactly what the brothers were. What the brothers were involved with. So I want to close with the following. Now this world, Olam Hazeh, is constant work. Amelis, working. Work to get better in Ruchnius, in Midos, in learning, becoming a better person. It says, Bikish Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva, the Kofetz Alev Rogos Shel Yosef. In the beginning of the Parsha, Rashi quotes, Yaakov wanted a break. He had such a what difficult life. He wanted to sit in tranquility. And then suddenly, the episode of Yosef pounces upon him. What's going on? You can't have a break? You can't relax? In this world, we don't look for shalva. We look for shalom. You want shalom? We daven for shalom. Shalva is for olam haba. If you notice, you never daven for shalva except by Shabbos Mincha. If you look at Shabbos Mincha, it says shalva. That's main olam haba. This world, we focus on shalom. Yaakov wanted something that was not olam haza oriented. He wanted something in Olam Hazeh, which was Olam Haba. That, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is constant work in this world. Doesn't mean you can't relax, can't play ball. But there's always things you got to get better in Ruchnius. And that's what we strive for, Shalom, not Shalva. Hashem says, Shalva is only for Olam Haba, not for Olam Hazeh. So we got to keep that in mind. It's encouraging. I don't want you to look at it in a discouraging way. You look at it in an encouraging way because you always constantly want to work. You want to get better. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch was conveying to Yaakov Avinu. So we can get better through HaKaras HaTov. We can get better through working through something. Not having Yeush, God forbid. What would have happened if we had Yeush? We wouldn't have Mashiach. And that's why we say, Koman Damarach Latavudov, it says the Patagarov. And that's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. Not Gamzu L'Toiv. Because we have to have the amunah that things will turn out well, even though in times of difficulty. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. And we'll continue on Sunday, B'ezrat Hashem, for David. And okay, I want everyone also, if we're going to have a Malev HaMalka on the 23rd,